we're back after about 10 minutes off. Welcome in. About to get to some playoff rankings. Don't know if Cousin Shane's going to be here or not. I let him know, but I appreciate you, Brodo. Appreciate you, Darren. Got a couple people in here, so maybe while we wait, ESPN always milks his shit. Fire away with any questions you may have. Some important things to watch is we want to know, where does Alabama and Oklahoma rank, and do they rank ahead of Notre Dame? That's going to be important, I think, heading into these playoff rankings. Surfer Dog, if Texas is ranked higher than Vandy, that's total BS. Yeah, I don't think that's going to be where things are at, but you're right. That would be BS.
JP!
Mm-mm-mm. I told you the ESPN apps. No, shit. I canceled mine. Wonder where A&M will be ranked. Probably the same spot, number 3. Not a lot of drama there, if I had to guess. But how high Vanderbilt climbs, that'll be important to see. Coming off a bye week. Again, Alabama, Oklahoma, where do those teams rank? And specifically, where do they rank compared to Notre Dame? That's going to be important to see. Where do we think Ole Miss stands? Probably 5. Number 5, if I had to guess. We're about to get to it here. Servant, has Steven got Archie's autograph yet? I think he has. Pop goes to culture. I'll give you $5 to not mention the name within. I can't mention the name, but you gave it to me, so there we go. Unless someone wants to top it. All right, they're going to go here. Playoff ranking reveal. We got Reese Davis at a basketball court for some reason. They're going to milk this thing, as always. Notre Dame's ranked because of the brand. I agree with that, Lawrence. Would you be surprised if Aggies get the 2 spot? I would. I'd be very surprised because the strength of schedule metric that the playoff committee uses, it is not kind to Texas A&M. And that's the only strength of schedule metric that matters. Not ESPN, not FPI or Pro Football Focus or whoever the hell. It's just the one the committee uses. Not good for A&M there. So I don't know that they can jump Ohio State or Indiana unless those two lose. Drew, can we show it? No, we cannot. We'll be taken off YouTube. Sorry about that. What channels will reveal on ESPN? Hopefully you have that. The YouTube dispute is over, so I'm back on YouTube TV. JP's watching on Disney. Is a late trade headed to Florida or LSU? How about this wild card? He stays at Ole Miss. Boom. Yeah, Jake says he can't afford it. You don't have to afford it. We're going to give you the rankings here in just a second. That's our service. Hopefully you can afford free 99 because that's what this is. Just want to see Cousin do his Aggie dance one more time. It's not a question, but that is not going to happen. I don't think that'll ever happen again. We got any bets on whether Shane shows up or not? I mean, I know he's not doing anything. He might be eating, but I know he's not doing anything. He's not working. I can promise you that. He probably sat down, turned on Netflix, and then I texted him. He's like, this is his face. I've seen it a million times. And he just put it down. And then later he'll be like, oh, sorry, I had my phone on silent. Cousin Shane can't find his flip-flops. I believe it. I'd believe it. I told you they were going to milk this thing. Okay, they said in 90 seconds, they're going to reveal the rankings. Yeah, Tony, appreciate you. Shane, your pizza should be done by now. I don't think it is, but Shane's had hot yoga with Lane. I've tried to turn Shane on to yoga. He won't do it. Lane's going to Bama after Auburn wins the Iron Bowl. That's more realistic to me than anything that I've heard on here. Serial killer Kiffin watches the rankings on Entertainment Tonight. Shout out. Boricia Aggie. Cousin Shane's pulling up Billy Lucci. That's 100%. He and Billy are on the same wavelength. Shane's checking on tea times with old Hugh Freeze. Shane's eating hot dogs with Lane. Oh, man. That's without a doubt. That's exactly what he's doing. He ain't joining us. He's too good for us. Oh, man, they've got it down like a shot clock here. We're down 22 seconds away from the reveal. And it says 22 seconds. They'll probably still milk it for several more minutes if I had to guess. SEC Mike, give Shane's phone number, will you? I shall not. I shall not do that. Appreciate you, Richard. All right, 2-1. Boom. Like I said, there. I don't know why there was a shot clock. They're not giving it to us. Derek says ESPN has clock management like Josh Heupel. Damn it, that's a good one. All right, I think they're going to do it for real. But again, they're at a basketball game. I don't know what the hell's going on. We got McElroy. We got Joey Galloway. And they are live on a basketball court for some reason. See, I told you, and then they're going to bullshit here for a couple minutes. Everybody's here for the rankings. We do not want to hear what these clowns have to say. JP can confirm. I don't even have Shane's phone number, and I tell you, he doesn't check his Facebook Messenger. That is 100% true. Shane doesn't check any of that. He checks his TikTok. That's about the only thing. Oh!
Hey, long time no see, my friend.
Man, you should have seen all the comments in here. They were talking about your frozen pizza, checking your tea time.
Yeah. just got out of bed. What's going on?
All right, they're breaking it down. Hey, Joelish, real quick, though. He's got us a donation. Auburn winning the Iron Bowl. Clock it. Could you see it?
Could I see it? Hell yeah, I could see it. I've been touting Auburn all season long, and finally watched it. The moment I get out of, they're going to win the Iron Bowl.
Aaron says, Shane's too busy doing another Aggie yell.
Hey, 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 hey.
Mason says, how did you and Shane meet? Well.
divine intervention, right?
Okay, here's the ranking, right, Shane.
Here we go.
Arizona State, what? 25. Tulane, John Summerall, 24. Houston, 23. Missouri, 22. They were unranked last week, so Missouri's taking a big jump. And then Illinois, 21.
Oh, we've also got number 20, Tennessee Vols, up three spots. Virginia at 19, Michigan 18, Texas drops seven spots to 17, and Georgia Tech at 16.
Is Texas out now, you think, for sure?
That's a little too far, man. That's a little too far, but I don't think so. I don't know. I'm sure A&M's probably going to be still sitting at third. That's your game. You got to win out, obviously, but it's going to be close. You're going to still need a little chaos in front of you, I think. Right?
I think they're done at 17. I really do. Because you got to remember, it's not just the top 12. They let in like the stupid G5. So you got to get like top 11, top 10 to guarantee it if you're one of those outside looking in.
What about Tennessee at 20? I mean, is it just, is it done? Is it still done?
They could be, I was going to say they could be the highest ranked three loss, because if Texas loses another one.
Number 15, up two spots, USC.
Get out of here.
The dumb USC. The non-Beamer USC right now.
Hey, Beamer was right. USC's in the rankings.
Hey, he did say it. Number 14, Vanderbilt Commodores, sitting there at 8-2. No movement.
What?
No movement at all.
Well, they didn't play, but...
Yeah, but somebody moved. You know what I'm saying? Number 2, Miami jumped them. 8-2 Miami is now over Vanderbilt, sitting two spots higher at 13.
That's bullshit.
Bunch of bullshit. They had to do this. In case there's a scenario, Vanderbilt wins out and Miami wins out, they can say, well, we got to have them. Who did Miami lose to? Who were their two losses?
I'll look it up.
I think that's important. I mean, Vanderbilt's two losses.
Miami were, lost to Louisville. I remember that. And SMU.
Jeez. Jesus.
And they beat NC State last week.
And Vanderbilt's two losses were
Texas and Bama.
Exact same teams, right? Yeah. Utah. Utah up one spot to number 12. So they're sitting there on the fringe. We're getting close. BYU, by a miracle, 9-1. They're sitting there one spot up. So
BYU?
Yeah, we got BYU. So just the top 15 again. USC 15, Vanderbilt 14, Miami 13, Utah 12, and BYU 11.
I saw BYU get their ass handed to them a week ago.
Bama dropped 6th to 10th. I think that's probably still a sweet spot, right? You just went out.
Now, this is what I was talking about before you hopped on, Shane. You needed Bama ahead of Notre Dame.
Damn. You're right.
There's a chance Notre Dame squeezes Bama. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Alabama, the only team ever to go 4 in a row, ranked wins.
Yeah.
Without a bye. They're behind freaking Notre Dame.
Beat Georgia. The Bulldogs, right?
Right.
Notre Dame, number 9. That you make a very good point.
And what they'll say is they'll be like, Notre Dame, 10 wins in a row. Not a ranked team in there, I don't think, but they won 10 in a row. We got to put them in.
Yeah. That's exactly what they'll do, Mike. And then they'll get blown out in the college football playoffs. So what if 10-2 Bama doesn't get in?
They may not.
Because they don't have – who do they got? They got Auburn and who?
Auburn and Eastern Illinois.
Jesus. Yeah. They may lose some spots here. Oklahoma goes up 3 spots to the 8th. Oklahoma 8-2. They are now at 8.
Now, that's good, though, that they jump Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Because that now they will get squeezed by Notre Dame.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
But I don't think Alabama should either.
I really don't either, Mike. I mean, you lost on the road to – oh, no, you lost at home to the 8th-ranked Oklahoma, right?
Right.
Notre Dame did not.
Notre Dame's – here's their last couple wins, Shane. Pitt, Navy, Boston College.
Oregon is now at the 7th spot. They move up 1. Yeah, I think it's the Notre Dame thing for me right now. That's the only thing. I mean, I feel like Vanderbilt's getting screwed a little bit, but Alabama, your losses is Oklahoma. Ole Miss at 6.
I just looked it up, Shane. The rest of Notre Dame's schedule.
Yeah.
Syracuse and Stanford, they're each 3-7. So if they win those, I think they're in.
And they'll barely win by like 2 points or something, you know? Ole Miss, head coachless Ole Miss is sitting there at the 6th spot. Texas Tech at 5.
Texas Tech?
Yeah. They're just blown away by that one game down there. They got talent. This is a talented Texas Tech team, but I think
they lost to Arizona State, who Mississippi State beat.
I was going to say, I think they still would be probably about 7 in the SEC, maybe 8.
I mean, I'm not putting them in over Ole Miss.
Number 4, your Georgia Bulldogs sitting there at the 4 spot. So I think we kind of know what the rest is going to be here.
Yeah, A&M, Indiana, yeah. Ohio State, right?
Yeah. Does A&M? A&M's not going to move up.
No, they hate the SEC.
Yeah, A&M 3, Indiana 2, your Ohio State Buckeyes at the 1. It's we're we're splitting hairs here, right? And I know a lot of people are saying it's November, Mike. It's November 18th. It doesn't matter, but it does, because the committee has shown that wherever you are at, that's where you're at. You can move back. You can't move up unless somebody falls in front of you, period. So the fact that Notre Dame's sitting there ahead of Alabama, the fact that Texas or Vanderbilt's not even in the mix. First team out, BYU. Second team out, Utah. Vanderbilt's not even considered. Two-loss SEC program.
I mean, that's damn crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, because we're squeezing in an 8-2 Miami, an 8-2 Notre Dame, an 8-2 Tulane, which, I mean, I get it. They're in there because of the whatever. But that's just where we're at. But two-loss Vanderbilt, nah, not in there.
And then even if, I mean, this is crazy talk, right? But what if Texas, instead of playing Ohio State, played just Ohio?
Yeah.
They'd be in here now, right?
You know what else I'm a little worried about too, Mike? Seriously? Ole Miss sitting there at 10-1. They're at the sixth spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Bama drops, how many did they drop? Six?
Six.
You know, I mean, you do that, you're second team out. If Ole Miss loses a game, if they lose the Egg Bowl, they're out of the college football playoffs.
You think?
Yeah.
I think absolutely. They'll be in.
Yeah, and Mississippi State team, they're not going to give you any respect for that game.
The 6-6 State.
I'm telling you, brother.
Man, what if maybe that's Kiffin's plan all along, to blow this to where Ole Miss will say, get the hell out of here.
Golly. I mean, it's a realistic conversation. It's a realistic. Who is this, Hunter?
You know what happened to the other guy?
What?
He got kicked off the committee.
Well, we need to kick this guy. I mean, this guy, look what he's doing in Arkansas. It's an absolute travesty right now. And now he's destroying the college football playoff. He ain't got a backbone, does he? What happened to old Ballsy Hunter? I miss that guy.
Ballsy.
He's like, shit, Arkansas can't get in. I don't care if any SEC team gets in.
Hey, I'll tell you who is in.
Who's that?
Steve it up.
Oh, cuz, come on.
Showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steve it up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steven Up. He gifted Evan Randolph. Evan,
welcome to the family. Evan's in. Steven Up is out right now based off Hunter and his divine leadership, you know?
Hey, how about MD? Mike Elko's exotic patch package thrives in chaos.
Let's go back to BCS, Mike. Here's what we do, Mike. We keep 12. We let the computers pick it, and that's it. There's no it factors in championship games, whatever. I'm sure these computers are so smart. Let them do it.
Get AI on it. Get Gronk on it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll ask ChatGPT what they think the top 12 would be, and I guarantee you they wouldn't have Texas Tech. They wouldn't have who's the other one? That's
Miami.
Miami. Notre Dame.
Tulane.
Tulane. This guy's waiting for a great job, and he's sitting there at the college football playoffs like, well, clearly you could do it there in Tulane.
Could you imagine a scenario, Shane? How funny would this be? I know Ole Miss fans are, you know, obviously they're over this Kiffin saga.
Yeah.
And they're rooting for their team. But what if Tulane goes to Ole Miss and John Sumrall beats Kiffin and Sumrall is the next Ole Miss coach?
I mean, it wouldn't blow my mind, right? Would it yours?
Well, I mean just them beating Ole Miss would blow my mind. But that would be a funny roundabout, wouldn't it?
Was it year before last that was a close game, Tulane? Was it?
Yeah.
I think it was down there, right? That was kind of a close game.
I remember that. Jackson Dart.
That's what John Sumrall, like, first got his name out there, I felt.
Yeah, Matthew said, well, they played this year 45-10, but that was earlier, man. This is a different Tulane right now.
It's like Notre Dame, right? We can't say Notre Dame's forgiven for their early games, but Tulane's not.
All right, any final thoughts here on these BS rankings, Shane?
Nah, just Greg needs to shave that hair. He needs to give up on it.
It's looking a little trim, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I've been there, but, you know, it's time. It's time. Join us.
All right, well said. Hey, shout out, we got Mad Max. Hey guys, how old is that SEC podcast? Hell, I don't even know. I think 2018, maybe.
2018. Well, I mean, that's what Ollie said. He's in the letter he sent me today. So that sounds about right. Right? Four. So what is that? Four
score and 7 years ago.
8 years ago. Yeah. Our forefathers. Thank you. Shout out. JP goes to Pop Goes to Culture, Serial Killer, Joelish, Steven Up, and Mad Max. Of course, JP always showing up because I appreciate you, man.
Thank you for being better than this shitty committee. You know what?
Oh, I could have used JP 8 years ago, you know? He could have. He'd say, hang in there, cuz.
All right, well, that's going to do it. We'll be back tomorrow. We got Steven making his predictions. We got the mailbag.
Yeah.
And we got a couple interviews coming to the channel. So stay locked in. Like, subscribe, share, all that jazz. We appreciate each and every one of you. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go ball.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.